Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. The Ben Miller Band was a crowd pleaser at this year's Telluride Blues and Brews Festival. They described their music as Ozark Stomp, which is a combination of styles that include some ragged bluegrass, country, Appalachian, with some greasy southern rock thrown in. Particularly impressive was band member Doug Dechary, who played every instrument under the sun. During a typical set, he might play drums, mandolin, spoons, trombone, trumpet, and washboard, sometimes playing two or three of these instruments at a time. KVNF DJ Sin Holder and I chased him down after his show to find out more about him and the band.
Doug, how many instruments do you play? Like 8 million?
8.2 million instruments, yes. No, I play a little bit of everything except for woodwinds. I can't play. I've tried clarinet and saxophone, and it's not happening. Flute was a horrible mistake. It didn't go over well at all.
Just tell me a little bit of history about this band. When did you guys start? How did you meet? Has it always been this configuration of guys playing? There were three of you?
It's just been us three, Ben, Scott, and me. Earlier, I moved to Joplin when I was 15, and I got into the music scene, and Scott was from Pittsburgh, Kansas, about 30 minutes outside, and he's an older guy, and he's been in the music scene for his whole life. He's been in a family band, and so we were all kind of doing our own thing, and a friend of mine told me that there was a guy playing an open mic night who played the old style blues, and we didn't have a lot of that in Joplin, so she said, you know, grab your trombone and go out there and sit in with this guy, and it was great. I started going out every week to his open mic night. And I was like, dude, like, I've got an extra room in my house. Why don't you move to Joplin, the big city, and stay with me, and we'll just book a bunch of shows, and we'll go crazy, you know. And we did, and we ended up every once in a while, every like couple weeks, we'd get another weekly gig, and I'd have to tell my job, okay, now I can't work Wednesdays. Okay, now I can't work Thursdays. Okay, Friday and Saturday, no way, I can't do it. And so eventually I was just working Tuesday mornings, which I was an hour or 2 hours late to every day, because Ben and I played every Monday at this bar called the Keystone, and everybody would drink like at least a half bottle of Jägermeister, and it was just a nasty, nasty sight. So so eventually they just, that my job told me to quit. They were like, you don't want to be here, you're busy.
What was the job?
It was I was bartending at a restaurant. And it was really cool because we got Ben a gig at that restaurant. So while everybody's eating and I'm waiting tables, Ben was on the stage doing his blues music. And he would say, does anybody in the audience play washboard? And I was like, oh, as a matter of fact, sir, I play the washboard. And all my tables are like, really? And so I'd get up on stage and we'd play like three songs and my tips would just skyrocket. Oh, yeah. And yeah, it was good. Oh, and then So, like I said, Ben and I are doing that, and Scott came out to one of Ben's open mic nights because he did a solo blues, the exact same kind of Mississippi-style blues, and he did it solo with the foot drums and the guitar, and so he came out, and he had a great time, so him and Ben started splitting shows, and then one day he had seen somebody who built a wash tub, and so he brought out a wash tub, and one of these days, like, all three of us were there at the same time, and we played a bunch of songs, and it sounded great, and then probably about 6 to 8 months later, we found out that we were a band, and we started booking shows, you know.
So the music that you guys play, you do sort of a range of stuff. One thing you did was kind of trippy, the one where it's like a lot of reverb and like, what was that?
Was that the Spoon song?
Yeah.
It got pretty weird, yeah.
Yeah.
So before that, like, I never played bluegrass or country or blues. Like, we all made fun of country. I didn't know about the old country, the good country. To me, it was just all crap, and I didn't even listen to it. And I was in a experimental noise band, and so that's where that
yeah,
worked.
That's where that goes.
Yeah. And we had these electric spoons. I don't know how it happened. I really don't remember why we started, like, just make a bunch of crazy noise, you know. I don't know why we started doing that, but we started, and it's just gotten weirder and weirder every time we do it. So,
yeah.
And that's an old cover song. It's a mashup of an old Appalachian song called "Cuckoo, She's a Pretty Bird," and something about a meadow around in a meadow. But we just smushed two old songs together.
That was great. So, Would you say it's primarily blues, what you guys are doing?
We call it Ozark Stomp, because just south of us is the Ozark Mountains, so our area of the world is called the Ozarks. And it kind of, you know, describes our music in the sense that being in the right in the middle of the country, everything kind of just drains to the middle, and we have a little bit of everything there. And that's kind of how our music is. We play a little bit of, we've got the Zydeco kind of sound, the New Orleans Dixieland jazz kind of sound. We can do some jug band stuff that we didn't get to tonight, you know, and then of course the Appalachian mountain music and the Delta blues, you know. We just kind of mash it, and then electronica. Like, I love hip hop, and I was a big rave kid for a while too, so like I'm into all that stuff.
The song Outsider from the Ben Miller Band. You're listening to an interview with Doug Dechary of the Ben Miller Band. This is Talkin' Music, and I'm Allie Lightfoot. KVNF DJ Sin Holder and I spoke with Doug after his set at Telluride Blues and Brews.
So what do you think of Telluride Blues and Brews?
Oh, it's great. This is awesome. The scenery's beautiful. Everybody's just really gracious and really nice. And even in Denver last night, I went out to eat with some friends and just laughed. And everybody's just like, if you need anything, just let me know. You don't even have to talk to me. You can pick any of the waitresses or waiters walking by. Like, everybody will help you. It's totally cool.
Just pick any of the waitresses?
You can take a waitress home with you. It's totally cool.
They probably would be cool.
I mean, just everybody's friendly. Everybody's friendly out here in the mountains. So, yeah, I dig it.
It's one thing.
Yes.
How was it blowing that horn with the altitude?
Ooh, it's a...
Sin just asked, how was it blowing the horn at this altitude? Because honestly, it's hard to walk sometimes.
We came up quick, too. We went from Kansas with the Flatlanders straight to Denver, straight up, what are we, 9,000, 9,300 feet?
Yeah.
And it's difficult.
Yeah.
But you just have to go in with this mentality of, like, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Like, I may pass out. But somebody will, there's paramedics everywhere, medics everywhere, like, they will revive me, the show will be fine, people, I'll be fine, or I won't. Either way, like, the show's gotta sound good.
It could be your last show, but, you know.
You just have to, I had to take more breaths here and there, and you just have to, you don't do as long of lines, you know, you just gotta pull back some of the notes and increase some of the enthusiasm. Peel out, yeah.
Wait, sometimes when I watch musicians, and I'm not one myself, but you see that the music goes through their entire body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're totally one of those people.
Yeah.
Like, it completely, like, makes the whole trip through their whole... What is music for you? Like, what? I mean, if you could put it in a nutshell, like, what does it do for you?
That's a tough question. I don't know. Because I love doing it. I love hearing it. Those songs that just kind of grab you and the ones that you just want to play over and over and over again, but you're scared if you start playing them too much, like, you're not going to like it anymore, so you just kind of, well, I'm not going to listen to it for a day. Okay, now I'm, okay, you guys got to listen to this song. This song is great. I love this song. And it's just something about timbre and just, like, the way electronics affect different things and the way everything's vibrate. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what it does to me. It does a great thing. Sometimes it does horrible things. You know, if it's not popping, if it's not syncing up, it really pisses me off. It makes me really mad, and because I really care about it. I love it. I love music. And I'm glad other people do, because otherwise, I mean, I'd be out of a job. And I think it'd be a really strange world.
What about the blues in particular? What do you love about blues?
There's a lot of things I love about the blues. The first thing that comes to my mind is the simplicity of it. If you've ever gone to a blues jam, like, those people have never played together, but it's 1-4-5 blues. You know it's going to go here. You know all these really cool little tricks that you can do that is going to sound great. So it's very, like, inclusive. It's just like, yes, come play with me. This is the blues in G. This is the blues in D. Everybody knows what that means. We played in the Montreux Jazz Fest in Montreux, Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
And afterward, they asked us to go to this jam night. And we went up to this little cafe, and there was Germans, French, Italians, some English, and a couple of Americans. And all different languages. And all we had to say was, G, blues, 1-4-5, good. And we played till like 6-7 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, one last question. You were talking to Sin about how you started off as you wanted to be a drummer, but they said don't do it because you're no good in school.
Yeah, well, in the fifth grade, everybody got to go, and this was outside of Dallas, and in the fifth grade, all the kids got to go and try out on instruments and see what they wanted to play in next year. And if you wanted to be, since the class was so huge, if you wanted to play saxophone or drums, you had to have straight A's, and I had straight A's. I was a good student. But you had to pass these tests to see if you had natural talent. I wanted to play drums. So I went in and I made it through like the fourth test to my left hand. And they were like, you got a wonky left hand. It's not, thank you, go pick a different instrument. So I tried the French horn. And they said, you were amazing. You were going to be the best French horn player ever. You have natural talent. You have a great tone. You're going to play the French horn. And I said, I'm going to go try this trombone thing out. And I went, meow, and I was, that's it. You know, and you can make Charlie Brown's parents' noises on the trombone. Or if somebody tells a bad joke, wah, wah, wah. Or someone farts, meow. Like, you can cover all your bases on the trombone.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, especially if you're in fifth grade.
Oh, yeah. It was great. And my parents backed me as soon as they found out, we went and rented to own a very nice horn. And if I stuck with it, you know, they would buy it. And I ended up going through, like, 2 years of college on trombone and all the while learning other instruments and experimenting.
You've been listening to an interview with Doug Dechary of the Ben Miller Band. Sin Holder and I spoke with Doug at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival. We'll go out with the song Skidoo from the Ben Miller Band.
Whatever happened to all the people that we used to know? Whatever happened to all the people that we used to know? Oh, I guess I could find them. They're probably online and they're outliving lives like I'm outliving mine. The names and the places, dates and the faces of all the acquaintances, which world I maintain. Oh, I guess we'll never see no more of the people that we knew before. Whatever happened to all the people that we used to know? Oh, we're quiet into our minds, feeling life through our own eyes. Well, there's something that occurred to me, a sudden burst of clarity, an electric bolt of lightning in the night. That everyone we've ever met, and even those we've not met yet, they're filming little stories called their lives. Whatever happened to all the people that we used to know? Whatever happened to all the people that we used to know? I guess I couldn't find them. They're probably online and they're outliving lives like I'm outliving mine. The names and the places, dates and the faces of all these acquaintances, which one I maintain? Well, I guess we'll never see no more of the people that we knew before. Whatever happened to all the people that we used to know? Oh, this world is quite the place. Who so long ago you've met, to have the world away from you, the rising in the morning, due to see that rising sun that you once seen. That we used to know. Whatever happened to all the people that we used to know? Oh, I guess I could find them. They're probably online and they're outliving lives like I'm outliving mine. The names and the places and dates and the faces of all these acquaintances, which one I maintain? Well, I guess we'll never see no more of the people that we knew before. Whatever happened to all the people that sometimes we will feel we've had enough. But when at night you're feeling gloomy and you think your life is ruined, remember that somewhere out there the sun is coming up, and I love you.